Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm Alex L.
And I'm Libby Delena.
Welcome to this Morning Walk podcast.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Libby.
Are you pulling one of our favorite cards from our card deck?
I am. For those of you at home, we have this card deck called Everyday Peace Cards, 108 Mindfulness Meditations by Thich Nhat Hanh. And they give me everything I need.
Me too. And you gave me that deck. So every time I pull a card, I think of you.
Thank you. So I pulled one today. There's two meditations on the card. I'm going to read the title of both, and then you tell me which one you want to hear, okay?
Yep.
Unity of Body and Mind, or Taking Care of the Future.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Taking Care of the Future. What were you going to say?
The other one. Should I read them both? I'll read the one you picked now, and then I'll read the one I wanted at the end.
Perfect.
Okay. The future is being made out of the present. So the best way to take care of the future is to take care of the present moment. This is logical and clear. Spending a lot of time speculating and worrying about the future is totally useless. We can only take care of our future by taking care of the present moment, because the future is made out of only one substance, the present. Only if you are anchored in the present can you prepare well for the future. I actually think I needed that one.
I think so too. I know before we got on to record, we were talking about the upcoming launch of your book. So share with us a little bit about that.
We were talking about how unexcited and anxious I am about this book. And it's called How We Heal, and it's available for pre-order. And let me reframe that. I am not unexcited about the book. I am very excited about the book. I am so proud of it. It is beautiful. And I can't wait for the world to have it. What I'm unexcited about is the marketing portion of it and the consistent reminder to people to buy the book. I don't do well selling myself. And I've been writing books for 10 years, y'all. Like, I should really have this down pat. But I just get really nervous. I get really nervous sharing my heart's work and asking people to buy it. And that's something I'm sorting out, like gearing up for the launch of the pre-order campaign and what that's going to mean, like with social media and using it on social media. I don't know. It just makes me anxious. And so this is my least favorite part of book stuff. You know, I'd rather just write the book and put it out. But of course, that's just not how it goes. There's so many moving parts. But I think something I've been walking through or trying to walk through is non-judgment and allowing myself to be nervous, but also not let the nervousness silence my voice. Because sometimes I can do that. I can get in my head and I just won't say anything. And in this case, I can't do that. So it's like, how do I like give myself the space to like hold it all, which haven't figured that out yet. But
well, number one, thank you for writing this book. I can't wait. I'm sure it's going to be glorious and healing for all of us that have a copy. So, but I love what you read with the Thich Nhat Hanh card, which I think applies to maybe what you're feeling, which is the only thing we can do is take care of this present moment. And when you and I were talking about that sort of angsty feeling of the sort of work it takes to get a book into the world, the writing it is the part that is natural and comfortable for you. And then the getting it into the world is maybe a little less comfortable. Taking care of the future can only happen right at this moment and right at this place. And I think our walks are a reminder of that. There's nothing we can do really right now to create or generate or what's going to happen in the future. And the kindest thing we can do for ourselves, for your book launch, for you, is to take care of right now and to recognize and notice that you don't love that aspect of it. And I think as we take care of this moment and we sit with that, things shift, things change.
I think you're right. And just trying to remind myself, this has been my mantra for some weeks now. It's like baby steps are still steps. So even if I don't feel ready, you know, the little steps that I'm taking to get closer to the readiness are happening and they matter. And so I'm like, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out like how to just chill out.
Yeah. There's a beautiful quote. I can't quite remember who said it. It goes something like this. People think it's hard to go from 0 to 100, right? The 100 being the future, right? People think it's hard to go from 0 to 100, but the real challenge is going from 0 to 1. That's the baby step, right? Making that first change is when the magic happens. So yeah, I think I can certainly get in my head about things that I want to generate for the future. And I get lost in what those steps are, and the reality is that first beautiful, magical, I love that word, magical, for baby step. That's just what's right here. What's right in front of us. That's, you and I've talked about this before. It's the next best step. Just take the next best step. Hey, Walk Stars. I want to turn you on to one of my favorite podcasts in the entire world. It's the 10% Happier podcast, and it has one guiding philosophy. Happiness is a skill you can learn, and I truly believe this. So why not master it? Hosted by Dan Harris, a journalist who had a panic attack on national television and then set out on a journey of transformation. He's now on a quest to help others achieve peace and happiness. Every week, Dan talks to top scientists, meditation teachers, and even the odd celebrity in wide-ranging conversations that explore topics like productivity, anxiety, enlightenment, psychedelics, and relationships. The interviews cover everyone from Brené Brown to Alexander Draymond to Sam Harris. So, Walkstars, as you know, this podcast is much more than just about walking. It's the same for 10% Happier. Think of listening to 10% Happier as a workout for your mind. Find 10% Happier wherever you listen to podcasts.
I was meditating on this feeling of like, first of all, let me just preface this by saying, I am controlling in the sense that I want to know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen. I'm a planner. I like to try to control the outcomes of things. And it's just, that is a trauma response that I am working on. And I'm moving away from saying I'm a control freak to I am controlling. And here is how I am trying to unlearn that comes from a lot of childhood trauma stuff that we won't get into today, but it's something that I realized in therapy. And like, how do I soothe myself through not having control? Because to be honest, we never have control over anything. We can try to plan. We can try to control. I have 3 kids. Nothing goes to plan ever. Right. And so parenting has been a whole nother thing of like, whew, be with the moment. Right. And something I've been meditating on is envisioning, and this might sound kind of depressing. I want to know your thoughts. I don't think it's depressing, but it kind of sounds that way with how I'm going to say it. Being with the idea that there is no future. There is just today. That kind of scares me because as someone who has this inkling to control and mold and make the future what I want it to be. I mean, that's how I'm feeling with this book. I want it to hit the New York Times bestsellers list. I want it to reach as many people as possible. But that's distracting from what it is today and where it is today and where I am today, right? It's like, Alex, you have to let that go. And so I'm interested in your thoughts around being with today, the present, and imagining that there is no future. That sounds really depressing. I don't mean it in a depressing way, but do you get what I'm saying?
I think the way I hear you saying it, I hear it differently than the words you're using, which is instead of there is no future, it's just that the future is so beautifully, wildly open that there is a future, but we just have absolutely zero understanding of what it could look like or be, or the opportunity that could be in the future. So I do hear it that there is no future. I mean, that could sound very heavy. I think the way I hear it or the way that I feel it in my chest is there is future, but I am not in a position to identify it, to use your language. I too am a control, you know, person. I have very little say of what that looks like. There's so many other forces, beautiful, sometimes scary, sometimes overwhelming. There's so many other forces that there's no way that little old teeny me in this world could possibly formulate, produce, create this future. So I hear what you're saying, and yet I feel that it's just this big, wide open space. I'm a visual person. So for me, what I see is, you know, me standing sort of at this precipice, and what is in front of me is as big and open and wide as could possibly be. And I can take a step, but I can't take those 100 steps to know and identify what is in the future. So
to get to the future,
right? There is no bridge to the future except that one step, that first little baby step right here.
Yeah. That's really good. That's really good. Because clearly we all know that there is a future, right? There is something waiting for us. What that is, none of us know. And I think that that's really what I've learned on my walks is I can only be where I am through each step. I don't know what is going to greet me when I get to the corner. You know what I mean? I don't know what animals I'm going to see. Like this, I have been seeing bunnies everywhere. A mama bunny must have had a whole bunch of little bunnies because they are all over, and they have been really friendly and not skittish. And like, I'm always surprised, you know, it's always this moment of like, oh, that was a lovely surprise. But I couldn't have prepared for that when I left the house, right? And so I think what I mean by there is no future, there is only right now, I think that that's really what helps me understand that, Alex, all you can do is be here. And that is what that card means to me. Like, all I can do is be here. When it comes to book stuff, all I can do is be with the process. I can't rush it. I can't like fast forward. Sometimes I wish I had a fast forward button or a pause button, especially when I want to like savor something with my children or with a feeling that I'm having. But all we have is like the moment, you know? And that can feel really good, but also really kind of like, it can show us how we need patience.
It can show us how we need patience and how we've talked about this before on our walks. In a way, there is, and this relates to there is no future. There is no destination. When we go on these walks, we're not going anywhere to be anywhere. And I think that's in parallel to your book launch, right? You know where you want to go, but there's a zillion paths to get there. And there's so many metaphors. We could go down a zillion paths on this, but in any case, your book is going to be amazing. I can't wait to read it. And yeah, I guess let's just believe that we probably don't, or let's hold that we, when regards to the future, there's just a lot of paths and a lot of first baby steps we can take. And as much as, and that's it. As much as we can think we can control it, we can't. Because we could take a step left or right or forward or backwards.
You know, it's like, and I think that's really what I love that we're having this conversation, because I think that that's what life is. Different pathways. I often think about how far I've come in this life and the different paths I've taken to get here. Some paths have been scary, have been devastating, have been joyful, have been successful, have been failures, right? But it's all brought me to this moment. And I'm curious, when you go on your walks and you're walking through maybe some anxiety or some heaviness, how do you give yourself the space and the permission to be like, wow, each step that you've ever taken has led you here?
I think the reality is, I guess, as we all know, we could have taken a different path a year ago. For example, you could have read that article in Magnolia where you read about my walking and never have reached out, right? You could have said, oh, that's an interesting story, and never reached out. And so that's an equally viable path, but you reached out and here we are. In each given moment, there is an opportunity, as we just said, to step in a number of different ways. And what motivates us to take the step that you took towards reaching out for me, I don't, you must have felt that in your bones. So the fact that we can honor that and take action towards that and know that that has the potential to change our lives is kind of beautiful and amazing. I don't know if that answers your question, but I think the simple answer is we have the opportunity in each given moment to take a step or a path in a zillion different directions. And if we are truly present, I think our gut, our intuition, our knowing tells us which direction to go. And so for me, my walking practice is the quieting of a lot of different things, a chattery mind, a, you know, bubbly energy level. And it's in that walking where I'm like, oh, now I know which path to take. Now I know which, at least which step to take. And I don't know how else I tap into that sort of vibrant knowing, right? That instinctual gut knowing, unless I've shared with you before, I only know what I feel when I go for a walk. If I'm sitting down here at my desk, or I sometimes don't really know what I feel because I feel a lot of things, but it's in that walking, that instinctual knowing, some might call it gut instinct, or that I can actually hear. And then I know what that next best little step is. That wasn't very clear or simple, but took me a minute to get there.
Hey, it's Toure. Every week on my podcast, Toure Show, I interview amazing people like Andre 3000, Jada Pinkett Smith, Brescia Webb, Charles Blow, and all sorts of people about what fueled their rise to success and the ways in which being Black shows up in their work. If you want some inspiration to help achieve your dreams, listen to Toure Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a path, and I love it. I love when you talk through your feelings, because I always am like, oh, me too. I'm right there. And I know that the folks who listen are probably like, same, me too. So, you know, it's just interesting. Being a human being is interesting and beautiful and challenging. And it's also something that none of us can control. You know, none of us asked to be here, but yet we are here.
You know what just popped into my headspace was you took a beautiful video of yourself standing in the rain, walking, standing in the rain. This wasn't that long ago. And I sensed from that picture both a level of absolute awe and joy and a little frustration because it was probably wet and uncomfortable. So I think about that moment for you in that walk, to me, is parallel to what you're feeling right now about your book. Right? You love the process. There is joy and awe in writing it, and probably perhaps some really creative nourishment. And it's also a little uncomfortable. It's a little rainy. It's a little wet. And so the lesson from that walk, I think, applies to this moment. And, you know, that's for you to discern what that lesson was. But I do think there's a lot of parallels. Different walks teach us about different moments in life.
Yeah, I'm there with you. I think you're right. And I remember I took that video, it was pouring out. And then I said, and we walk. That's just what we do. We walk through it. So whether you are intentionally walking or on this practice of this morning walk with us, or you're thinking about it, or you're not quite sure if you want to do it, like, you're still on a path somewhere, you know? And I think that's what's really glorious about what we've decided to do. This, as you say, this fidelity to ourselves to keep going. We walk. We will walk through it. We may stomp through it. We may cry through it, but we are going, you know? And I think that that just makes a lot of sense for life in general.
And the knowing that actually we're walking together. You and I don't walk together, except this upcoming weekend when you visit. Yippee. But there are moments where I'm uncomfortable and I think about other people I'm walking with. You significantly, but I think about other people. And I think I am not walking this path by myself. There is a community. There are others who are standing side by side. And yeah, we walk.
Should I read the back of the card?
You sure should.
So the back of the card is unity of body and mind. In our daily life, we lose ourselves all the time. The body is here, but the mind is somewhere else. In the past, in the future, carried away by anger, jealousy, fear, and so on. The mind is not really present with the body. We are not really here. To be truly here, we have to bring about what is called the unity of body and mind. Often, the body and the mind go in different directions, and so we are not fully here. But we have to do what is necessary for them to come back together.
I like that. That's a nice close, too. Take the next step.
Take the next baby
Surrounded
step.
By baby bunnies.
Surrounded by little cute baby bunnies. What are you drinking today?
I'm drinking a very simple black iced tea. It's from Tazo, simple supermarket brand. Tazo black tea, and I'm drinking it in a White Mountain Pottery. I think that's the name of it. White Mountain Pottery, little ceramic. It's more like a mug, but I'm drinking my iced tea out of that. How about you?
I am drinking some matcha in this really beautiful, like, cement style mug that I got from this shop called Shop Janara, and they have the best little, like, everything, and it's good with a splash of half and half. So a matcha latte, I guess.
I love that. Well, so where can we find your pre-order?
AlexL.com, and I'll make sure to link all the other booksellers that you can, you know, buy the book from and pre-order from. Supporting our indie bookstores is so important. So again, the title of the book is called How We Heal, and I'm excited about it. I'm nervous about it, but I'm ready for it. So onward.
Thank you for writing it.
Thank you for reading it one day. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
This Morning Walk podcast is produced by
me, Wayne Bertram.
Me, Alex L.
And me, Libby Delena.
If you enjoy the show, please be sure to rate, subscribe, and review.
Your support is greatly appreciated.
Don't forget to follow This Morning Walk on Instagram
for weekly journal prompts and photos from our walks.
Until next time,
take care.
Thanks for walking with us.